So this is like the hurricane naming, right? If we did Charles, who do we have now? But it's a dude. So David, come join me. I love, the stools. This is like NBA GMAT storytellers behind the music. Yeah, unplugged. Please. Right. When I thought about my first essay. Okay, David.
Hi.
So you went to Villanova.
Yep.
Yeah, and you majored in finance.
Yep.
And you've got 3-4. Okay, and you've been working for a few years at a large consulting firm just doing financial analysis.
Yep.
Okay. 670. Good score. Target Harvard, Stanford, UCLA, any rhyme or reason to that?
Well, I'm actually from LA. Okay. So I've got sort of a wish they all could be California thing going.
I understand.
So, yeah. So I'm not totally sure yet, to be honest, about schools.
Okay. Okay, well, why don't you tell me a little bit about your background? You said you grew up in L.A. Did you have brothers, sisters?
Brothers. I'm the middle of three kids.
Middle
three
child.
Three boys. Yeah,
oddly
exactly.
Overachieving for the middle child.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
sort of a
you
different
know.
Thing.
Go middle.
Don't tell my middle brother.
Yeah,
right. Okay.
Exactly.
And did you live with both of your parents when growing up?
Actually, no. I lived with, we were raised by my mom.
You were raised by your mom.
Yeah, so, okay. But... Yeah, my dad wasn't really around, but I mean, I don't know. He wasn't really part of our life.
Okay. So your mom raised you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mom, working hard.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mom is great.
Yeah.
So actually we didn't have a whole lot, as you can imagine. I went to the local grade school in middle school, and then I got into.
Where did you go to high school?
I got into Jesuit school there. That I worked my way all the way through it. I mean, I paid for it.
Oh, okay. So you're working throughout high school.
So yeah, I was like,
and then also involved with school in terms of teams or things like that.
Yeah, yeah. I played soccer for the school, but I think I was the only kid in my class probably who was like working to pay for the school.
What was that like?
I don't know. There were a lot of kids that were different, but I was really. It was interesting because there were the Jesuits who I was really impressed by. I mean, I wasn't raised Catholic, but I was very impressed by their ideals and their commitment
to.
How
so? What in particular?
Well, they're really dedicated to social justice and to serving the poor and really changing the world. So, and there were a number of the Jesuits who really lived that, and I was very impressed by that. And actually, a lot of my classmates sort of didn't embody that. So I don't know, maybe I got more into certain aspects of the school, I did a lot of outreach in the community with projects that the priest ran. And
oh, that's
so
great.
Yeah.
It sounds like that was important to you. That was
It was like, you know, cause I don't know, like I could, I don't want to psychoanalyze the whole thing. Like, you know, father figure, all that stuff. But yeah. Cause like, so my dad wasn't around. So, you know, these fathers,
they were big
role
models,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, there are a couple that I still stay in touch with. So,
yeah,
but
you're lucky,
you know,
to
so.
Have that. When you went to college, then how did you choose Villanova?
Well, Well, actually, it's Augustinian, but it's also Catholic. They influenced me, and I got a scholarship. I got a soccer scholarship,
okay.
So I played soccer there, and that's pretty much what I did. I mean, when you have like a full ride.
Yeah.
Like that's
like
what you're going to do. Right.
Those,
that's
yeah.
what you're going to do. And you're going to work out in the off season and do all that stuff. And so that's what I did. And then,
and you still did
go.
Well in school. So that was great.
Yeah. Well,
really
I was like focused. That
yeah.
was one thing that I learned from the Jesuits was focus. So
that's great. And so after Villanova, while you were at college, so soccer, homework, and
that
not
was
so
it.
Much with the service.
Yeah, that was pretty much.
Yeah,
well, yeah,
I
didn't really have any
time to do that. Yeah,
didn't really have time.
And so then you've been here in New York.
And pretty busy.
And I imagine just working.
Working, and there's some travel, so I really don't, you know.
True, with consulting, I remember it not so fondly
myself.
Great. Yep. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about why you're going to business school.
To advance my career.
Oh, what a lovely answer. And what do you mean by that? Do you have any sense of what you want to do afterwards? Not so
well,
much.
It's sort of the natural next step.
Natural, like most of your friends are applying.
Yeah, it's sort of like I've been doing this for, 3 years, and I just want to,
Right.
Move to the next level.
Right. Take it to the next level. Right.
Right.
So if you could do anything, if you could do anything, business school or not, what would be of interest, career-wise? If you could, how would you want to spend your days? What do you like doing? Huh. What do you like about your current job?
Well, I like certain aspects of what we do. I don't like so much that we work with huge, huge corporations. Uh-huh. I don't actually even like working for a huge, huge corporate uh-huh. firm. I see that we help companies. And so that's actually kind of cool. But I'd rather like it be a smaller environment, like smaller, the firm I'm with, like maybe, I don't know, maybe even have my own like financial consulting or analysis. I don't know even like if those things exist. In the ideal world, I guess that would be what I'd have. And it would be like, I'd have my set of clients and like help small businesses, like smaller businesses than,
more
giant. Yeah. Yeah. Like as opposed to being like a tiny cog or something.
Yep.
So.
Yeah. And what do you do outside of work?
I play adult league soccer.
Oh, nice.
So that's kind of, I guess, a theme. Can I use that as a theme?
Yeah. Yes,
soccer player. Yeah, I really like soccer. And so, it's not like, I don't know. I guess I'd play for the soccer team in business school or something, or I would want to.
Right.
But,
that's great. They would want to hear about that.
But
anything else that you're up to?
Nope.
Okay.
Pretty much.
So, okay, I'm gonna go ahead and stop David and just talk to the room rather so, because it's... We're getting up there on time, so rather than tease it out, I'm going to cut to the chase. So one of the things, this was a real person that I worked with, though names in undergrad institutions have been changed, but one of the things that came out was he was really reluctant to talk about some of the difficult stuff that had happened in his past. And, there's actually a much larger story around his dad and everything, but the point is that, many of us have been through, difficult things, and no one has any interest in writing a sob story or, a pity party story about themselves. But what is interesting is what you've learned from those experiences and what your takeaways are. And you'll see often, I'm really pleased to see a lot of with the essays this year that they'll ask, tell me about, your mistake and what did you learn? And that's really giving you a huge clue in those essays. I know when I read, zillions of essays for Teach for America, you wanted to see the reflection from people. So I really want to emphasize that what the actual incident is less important than what you've taken away from that and how that's changed your life. And some of these things that may have happened in your past that seem, like you don't want to drag them up or bring them up, those can be really big value shift moments in your life. And when we're all up here saying, schools want to get to know you, who you are, they want to know what your values are and how those developed and who the, major players and characters were in your life that made those things happen and what were the pivotal moments, the sort of decision moments where, your life changed course of direction. So think a lot about, where you've been and who you are, and don't think that your example is either too sad or not sad enough. It's your story. And what's really interesting about your story is what you've learned from your life. So that's one bit. The second thing that really came out with him is he had no real idea of what he wanted to do. And I get that a lot. Or when people will call, I'm often the person that talks to all the initial folks that contact Stacey Blackman. People will start telling me their sort of like business school story of what they want to do. But I really just want to know what you want to do. If you're not thinking about, running in an application, what do you really want to do with your life? What's a group of people that you hope to impact? What's a place in the world that you want to change? Just really thinking very broadly about yourself as a leader. And it doesn't need to be, again, that you're going to change the world or save the world, but really think about who you want to impact and what the difference is going to be for you having been here. And that could be, a very small thing of starting your own firm or a very large thing of, doing, I don't know, whatever. So really trying to think honestly about what's important to you and having your values then reflected into your career goals, basically. The third bit was he was interested in doing something else other than playing soccer, though what everyone was saying here about how, the film club and soccer. Those things should all be on your application, yoga, whatever it is. That's who you are, and they want to know who you're going to be on their campus and how you're going to change their campus and what kind of classmate you're going to be. So all that stuff is very important. It doesn't have to be community service. But service had been really important to this person, and it had gotten away from his life. And something I know Chris and I have even talked about is business school applications are a really good time of taking stock in your life and looking at, you know, if you think about your day as a pie or your week as a pie and how you spend, you know, what are the pieces of that pie and how you spend your time, it's a good moment to, especially in that year before you apply, to be like, does my life actually reflect what's important to me? And for him, he had really lost touch with something that had been huge to him, which was this service work he had done in high school. And so we talked a lot about how he could get reengaged in that. And, you know, a lot of people will pick up an activity in that year before they apply to business school. And what schools want to see is that that activity or that service is connected to a previous interest you had in your life or connected to your background in some way. It's not just something random that you've selected, so that there is some sort of meaning. And he could really, you know, go back to what he had done in high school, but then we tried to invigorate it with some of his current skills. So he ended up, we searched for a bunch of different nonprofits in LA, and we found this one that was great that did small business advising for entrepreneurs. And by entrepreneurs, I mean mostly people who had just gotten out of prison or who were homeless or who had just left rehab. So he was helping them set up their own businesses, basically selling jewelry. I mean, very small scale, but it was really, it became a very big part of his life just in the few months before he applied to school, and he ended up writing a lot of essays about it, and then it really ended up shaping what his career goals were. So if you find something to get involved with that actually is of genuine interest to you, it's going to impact, you know, your application, but more importantly, your whole life, you know. And the idea is not to do things for your application, but to do things to enhance your life and live more of the life of who you are. Now I'm sounding like a yoga teacher, but it's true. And then thus, you know, you will be a more interesting applicant. So he got really into the idea that, you know, small businesses are a major employer in the United States, and most of them fail. And what could he do to help them, you know, with the financial skills and an MBA? And so that ended up being what he was really looking at to do after school. So, you know, you put together this application and you think, all right, what can I do to make sure everything lines up? I would just encourage you to like start taking stock of your life and try to make it line up, and then your application will reflect who you actually are. In terms of school choice, that was another thing with him, of like maybe UCLA. So he did apply to those schools, but we talked a lot about other schools and you know, helped him think through times to go on some school visits and what to do on the school visits and what questions to ask. And frankly, the thing applicants ask me most is what they should wear on their school visit. So we discussed that as well. And he really fell in love with Tuck. I mean, he fell in love with Tuck. And he was about to get married, and his fiance fell in love with Tuck. So he applied there early. And now is starting at Tuck. The UCLA offered him tons of money, but he really wanted to go to Tuck. So, yeah, I think that's it. Oh, okay, strategies. Combine your current skills and your forgotten passions, and then try to enhance your life. Yeah. That's what I said. Good. It all worked out in the end. Okay. Thanks.